Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, this is Sunday. Woo-hoo! But guess what Sunday it is? We are already in December. And not only are we in December of 2020, we only have one more Sunday to go before the next Sunday. So basically in two Sundays, we will be in 2021. What an awesome, awesome God we serve, that he's allowed us to wake up this morning and experience another day in him. Well, this is Cecilia, and I'm going to be turning over the program to Minister Sheila so that she can share with us whatever God has given her and pray for us and whatever else. And then I'll come back because I have some questions for myself and for our virtual audience and for those that may have called in. And don't feel pressured that you have to answer the questions. But I just have some questions because, wow, it's been an awesome, 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 awesome year. And things that are what people would call good and bad and in between. Minister Sheila, please pray for us.
Morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you, thank you, thank you, God, our Father and Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for another day. I want to thank you, Apostle Elect. I just want to thank God for the world. I just want to thank him because, yeah, we are here. No matter what we have been through this year, we are here. And no matter what you're going through, if you believe and trust, and turn it over to the hands of God, he can solve all your problems. Lord, I give honor to you. I pray for you, to you, Lord, for the whole world, for yet you have given us life. I pray for you and for us, and I thank you for all that is living. But now, Lord, I thank you for you have brought us through this virus, this government, this law enforcement, this world full of demons, devils, hatreds, ugly, conniving people that is trying to destroy your world that you made for your people. So I ask you to bless us all and to help us understand and learn no matter what the devil tries to throw at us and how he tried to throw it at us and how he tried to misuse us. If we trust and believe and trust into the goodness and the love and the joy and the mercy that you have had us since you created this earth, that you can bring us through any and everything. But we just have to trust and believe that you will solve the problems. Not the way we might want it, but the way we know you say it should be. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Tyson, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Missionary Linda Handy, all the deacons, the teachers, the pastors, the apostles, the bishops, the deacons, the ushers, the mothers, the sisters, for every leadership that you have in your house, in your leadership, to help us to learn and to understand your ways that life is for the best. And I thank you for my sisters, my daughters, my brothers, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews, uncles, aunts, family of the bloodline, family in the church and the spiritual with the Holy Ghost power, and just the family of the world that we have all been brought to learn, that we need to learn, that we are all here as one. We are all here to live together, to understand and to live together in peace. But, Lord, we need you to bless this government, to let them know it's not just one side, not your side, not just your people, not just your ways. And if you cannot have your way, you mistreat the people that elected you and the ones that did not elect you. But yes, you are in that office for each and every human being in this United States to serve us as one, as equal, and to bless this law enforcement that they might treat us all the same, no matter what your sex is, your color, your religion. But we are all brothers and sisters here on this earth that God has made for us. Lord, we need you more and more each day. We thank you for bringing us through this year and for all that you have granted life and love to and mercy to live to make it to the next year. Lord, I ask you to bless us all to be able to be lifted up, to bring this world back in order so that we can survive and these demons and devils go to their own side and sit down and leave your people alone. But I know that would be hard for them to do. But, Lord, I know you can bless us and show us and to lead us the right way. And I thank you for each and every human breathing thing that you have in this world. I thank you and I praise your name. And I thank you for their life to now, because I know we are here because of your love and your mercy. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle Elect.
Amen. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I don't know about you, but I know that I need the Lord. I know that he's given me ways to petition him in prayer, to let him know that I need him. I know that when you pray, it's your acknowledgement of your dependence on him, not a relationship of independence, but of dependence on him. You know, just to be able to say, I need you, is an awesome privilege, because so many never tell the Lord that they need him. So many have been those that are blasphemers. And not only have they been blasphemers and doing and saying things and living a life that says, God can't touch them, or God can't do this, or God can't do that. They've forgotten that his mercies are new every morning, and that he's allowed us to wake up every day and get it right. He's allowed us the privilege of repenting. My goodness, do we really understand that we don't have to get that opportunity to repent? Some of you have already read things that I've written on Facebook, and I just want to share a few things with you that was written. Some is old, and some is things that have been done within the past week. In 2015, I wrote, "God is so good. Wow, every day this week was like a Monday." And when we usually say that, it means that it was busy, stressful, chaotic, or something was going on that made it where it wasn't as easy of a week as it could have been, or easy of a day that it could have been. And then I wrote, "But God, I am still forever grateful, thankful, and amazed by God. He is. He exists. He's wonderful. And words cannot express all that he is or that he has done or is doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. You are good and even better than that because you're God." And then I shared a daily bread lesson that was shared on the 18th, and I read it, and then I shared it on Facebook. And it basically says, talks about how John the Baptist came, and he preached of repentance, and he welcomed people to be baptized, and it talked about us repenting for our sinful nature, and it talked about how this was usually something that we know that we definitely hear a lot of when it comes to celebrating Christmas, you know, because we talk about the birth and the resurrection and the life of Jesus Christ. It also talks about the spirit of generosity, and it talks about love and it being rooted in the spirit of God in us all year long, not just on Sundays, not just on days that we may gather together virtually or physically to talk about how great God is. It talks about the New Year's resolution that people generally make and sometimes never even keep. It talks about our right to refrain from evil. It talks about us having a Sabbath day and about how if the Sabbath day that we have based off of our job is in the middle of a week versus the end of the week. And we all know that people get caught up on what day you choose to celebrate the Lord or gather in, you know, fellowship. We don't. But it's like, because your job may give you a day off on a Wednesday, not a Saturday, not a Sunday, not a Monday, not a Tuesday. We don't know what day a lot of times our job's going to give us off, even though some of us have regular schedules. Others of us have rotating schedules, and it can our days off of Sabbath or rest could be any day. Some of us have several days off because we may work 12-hour shifts and 10-hour shifts and things of that sort. But the point that the daily bread thing was making was that to still have a Sabbath, find a way that you're not so busy, that you're not too busy, that you don't get an opportunity to rest. You don't get an opportunity to say, you know, God, you said to rest, so I'm going to rest. And while I'm resting, I'm going to give you thanks and I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to celebrate you, God. And then I had also on the same day, I put up a feeling of concern, and I said, "Greetings, if salt adds flavor, and we are to be salt, the salt of the earth, please help me understand these questions below." And in parens, I put 2 Kings 2:21, Job 6:6, Matthew 5:13-16, Colossians 4:6. And my questions are, what is the difference between a person acting rude or really the first thing I said, acting salty, rude, and letting the devil use them. And additionally, do you repent for acting salty or letting the devil use you or being rude? Then I asked another question. Do you ask for forgiveness for acting salty or letting the devil use you or being rude and disrespectful? This is, I'm just asking. I really would like your input and wisdom on the answers to these questions. Well, Minister Sylvia, I'll share her answer. She said, you reap what you sow. If you put too much salt on your food, you react to the taste. So when someone treats you salty, they need to understand the reaction to the taste that you are about to give them, which was an interesting response. And then the day before, I had said, greetings, Facebook Christians and believers in Jesus Christ around the world. Please remember, you or we are to be Christ-like 24/7, which means please remember who we represent. And that includes while we're at work, at school, home, driving, jogging, exercising, shopping, talking, and walking, and even more than that. And I said, Father God, help us. Help me today. And that's every day. And then I shared the scripture, John 14 and 16. And I will pray the Lord, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So I don't know if anyone wants to answer any of those questions that I asked, which was, what is the difference between a person acting salty, rude, and letting the devil use them? And if they do that, should they repent? And should they ask the people or the person that they were rude or salty or disrespectful to for forgiveness? And one of the questions that I didn't put on here that I later was talking to Minister Sylvia about it is when we ask for forgiveness, David said, in his word, that when he committed sin, he committed it against God alone. You know, if you can be responsible for adultery and murder and know that you committed sin against God, many times we do things not realizing that we disobeyed God, that we've done something to disobey God. So I'm going to pause for a moment in case somebody wants to, you know, comment on acting rude and salty and disrespectful and about repentance for that behavior or about asking for forgiveness. And the reason why is I really want to understand. And although when I wrote this on Facebook, I did not say it was to the believers, I'm talking about the people that are supposed to be Christ-like. So as a person that's supposed to be Christ-like, because whether you like it or not, there's a standard. There's a Christ-like standard for us. Not that I'm saying that we're to be perfect, but I just want to understand why a person can be so rude, act salty, etc., and not understand that they represent God and that people blame everything we do that's bad on God. Now, sometimes they forget to give him that same credit when we do something good, but today I want to know, is there anyone that wants to address those questions? And I'll pause for a moment. Okay. So let's get into a few other questions I have. When we're walking around in life and we are representing God, because we're our walking, living epistles read of men, do we walk around in life realizing that we are the salt of the earth? We are walking, living epistles read of men. Although we are to allow people to be human, which God tells us to do, that we can't make that as an excuse for our bad behavior. But we are acknowledging that we're not perfect, but that we are allowing God to perfect us. We accept what God allows, and yet we must remember to keep God first in our lives. And we must realize that God is transforming us, and he's transforming others. So if we don't walk around acting like what we do is oblivious to God and oblivious to others, and that, as the world will say, I'm just saying, or this or that, we'll realize that we are to be salt. But as Minister Sylvia said, sometimes you put too much salt on it. But I'm going to have a few questions about salt. But first I want to share these few scriptures with you. 2 Chronicles 13:3. Ought you not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over to Israel, to David, forever, even to him, to his son, by a covenant of salt? Job 16:6. Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? 2 Kings 2:20. And he said, bring me a curse, put salt therein. And they brought it to him. Some people would say, bring me a cruise. It depends on how you pronounce the word. Colossians 4:6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, and ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Matthew 5:13-16. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, and wherewith shall it be salted, it is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giving light unto all that are rare in the house. Or rather, giving light to all that are in the house. I apologize for that. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Mark 9:50. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltiness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourself, and have peace one with another. Luke 14:34-35. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. Oh, my goodness. And men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Mark 9:49-50. Forever, for everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good. But if the salt have lost his saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourself and have peace one with another. So I've shared a couple of scriptures, which, you know, there's others, about salt. So let's talk about salt in the natural. When we use salt, are we using the right kind of salt? You know there's different types of salt, right? They claim that sea salt is the healthiest form of salt because it's the least refined and it has the least preservatives. They even say that it's called a fine variety because it's not clumpy. So they have a pink salt and they even have a black salt. The one black salt that they have is a type of Hawaiian salt. And the pink salt, they say, is something that cooks use because they claim it has a type of ultimate richness to it. It's the purest in the salt family. They have kosher salt that they use. But do you know there's also a salt that's called Celtic salt or seawater salt or gray salt? The most common salt that most of us are used to dealing with is called a table salt. Some people even call it a grain salt. It's a type of sodium chloride. So it's the most common that most people, you know, would use. It's a type of mineral form rock salt. So if you really look at it, rock salt, or salt that might melt ice, is a type of salt that's gone to a type of brine where the solution, you know, is mixed with water. And then this particular solution is now used to pour over pavements for, you know, the snow season, the ice season. But if you use that salt, you know, you get it in your eyes or you put it on your food, this salt that you're supposed to put on the, you know, ground and the pavement, you may experience a type of irritation and redness and nausea and vomiting and more. So you have to make sure you're using the right salt, the right amount for what you're doing. You don't want to put your table salt out there on the ground, although you could, but it would take a long time for that ice and that snow to melt. You know, like Minister Sylvia has said on my page, if you put too much salt on the food, it's just not going to taste right. But even so, if you put salt after salt after salt, when we went out to eat to celebrate Minister Sheila on yesterday, because her birthday's coming up, she's going to be a secret age. It's not a secret to us, but, you know, she might want to tell you, she might not. But my sister, Minister Sylvia, tried to pass her the salt. She says, no, I don't want the salt, I want the pepper. That wasn't her exact words, but she was asking for pepper. And so she knew that there was already enough salt in the food, so she didn't need any additional salt. And then also, because if you have hypertension and different things, problems with your blood pressure, sometimes you don't add salt. Sometimes you use lemon instead of salt. You know, there's various substitutes that you can use when you have health issues or just because you're trying not to use too much salt. So another question, are you using too much salt or not enough salt at all? You know, they have these foods and things that we can cook that, whether we're making steaks or pork chops or, and pork chops, that's a whole other story, and even when we're cooking our pasta, we put salt in the water. And we're making various dishes, we put salt in. So are you putting enough or did you put too much? Well, some of us are using too much salt in the natural and in the spirit realm. Some of us remember that God tells us to be a salt, to be salty. But we forget that Colossians 4 and 6 told us, let our speech be a way with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. So if you're using the salt and you're using it with grace, you also have to remember what Mark 9 and 50 said. Salt is good. But if you, or if the salt have lost its saltiness, wherewith will it be seasoned? Have salt in yourself and have peace one with another. I like how Luke 14 and 35, but Luke 14, verses 34 and 35, says salt is good. It says the same thing that Mark 9 and 50 said. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? Where are you going to use it? If it's not enough salt or it's lost its saltiness, it is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill. But men cast it out. And then, right after that, it says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Obviously, there's something to this salt, because we not only need to realize that we have ears to hear, but we need to hear. So, since we need to hear about this salt, let's make sure we know which salt to use and what we're using it for and how much to use it. One of the hardest things for many to do, not all, is to listen without wanting to formulate a response. How many times have we listened to someone talking, speaking, preaching, ministering, and whatever, and we're automatically missing out the next things that they said because we're already writing down or formulating a response? How many times have we interrupted the person to share with them our thoughts? I'm guilty of it. I've done it. How many of us have said too much or said something too soon? You know, it's a timing and a season for everything, even in the things that we say and do. How many of us have been blessed by God to say what he wanted us to say during the right time, during the right season, and it was exactly what the person needed? That's when you season food and you season it properly, and it tastes so good. How many times have you called that person and you prayed for them, and it was just what they needed? How many times have you called that person and you encouraged them, and it was just what they needed? How many times did you financially bless someone without them even asking you for it? And it was just what they needed. How many times have you gone to visit someone or allowed them to come and visit you, and it was just what they needed? How many times have you loved on someone virtually or physically, and it was just what they needed? I don't know. I could be wrong, but I just want to say this. I could be wrong, though. I believe Minister Sheila received something yesterday that she needed. How many of you know that Minister Sheila knows that her family loves her, but to show her that you love her, whether it's giving her something that she likes, something small. For those of you that don't know, Minister Sheila loves peanuts that are covered with milk chocolate. Now, I could have said, okay, and I, you know, because I wanted to verify, okay, I like Pixies and Dixies, so she likes them too. And I could have just gave her that. She would have gave it to somebody else, and that would have shown her that I may have been giving her some salt, but it wasn't the right one. Woo! And neither was it at the right time. But I said, let me make sure that what I have planned is correct. And I said, sir, I said, do you like Pixie? Because I remembered that she didn't like him, or at least that's what I thought I remember. And so she says, no, I really like clusters, peanut clusters. And so then I said, okay, let me refine this thing. See, we're talking about the refining of the salt. I said, well, do you like milk chocolate? Or, you know, I wanted to know what kind of chocolate, because we got white chocolate, we got milk chocolate, we got dark chocolate. And so she just told me what kind she likes, and so I didn't have to ask her all of those questions. And I thought to myself, God, I thank you, because now I'm going to take her to get that which she likes, and I'll let her get the amount that she likes. And so usually you can tell people how much they're to get. But what I did was I demonstrated what in this case was going to be that which is acceptable. So she could have gotten more, or she couldn't got less. Or she could have said, Cecilia, should I get more or should I get less? But she was able to get a pound of what she liked. She could have said, no, I want 2 pounds or 5 pounds or whatever. But she didn't. She followed the suit. I got a pound of something. Minister Sylvie got a pound of something. She got a pound of something. And see, that's the wisdom of God that let her know that they're getting a pound of something, so you get a pound of something. So she could have gotten more, but she hopefully would have asked, or she could have gotten less, and hopefully I would have been able to say, are you sure you don't want a pound? But the refining of a relationship with someone is something that requires salt and proper seasoning. And why am I using salt as an example? Because God said in the Word, or rather, the Word of God reminds us that we are to be the salt of the earth, and that we are to, you know, have peace with one another, and that we are to do the things that will cause us to keep the savor, the taste, the saltiness, the fire of the salt. Because it doesn't make sense to be a seasoning or a person that has lost your saltiness. Many people have lost their saltiness. Many people are putting too much salt on a situation. I could have put too much on that situation that I gave an example of with Minister Sheila. That I could have said, okay, well, it's your birthday and I'm celebrating you, so you're going to take these Dixies. You're going to take these Dixies. A matter of fact, I could have gave her everything that I like. Minister Sylvia actually shared an example with us where someone went and bought some stuff based off of what they liked, and they were trying to make her like it. That's not only too much. There's no love in that. Because if it's your birthday, if it's your anniversary, if it's your time of celebration, and all I'm giving you is what I like, why didn't I take time to find out what you like? What's your freezing point? What's your boiling point? What's that thing that, as our cousin Paul will say, that just scratches you and itches you wrong? Well, I can tell you that if we're to worship God and we're to worship him in spirit and in truth, but then when we come before him, we're telling him, I did this, I did that, I. Where is the worship for God? Where is the acknowledgement of God? Because he exists. So when you come before him and it's all about you and what you like and what you've done, how are you worshiping him? Not saying that we were worshiping Minister Sheila, but I'm saying we were taking her out to celebrate her. So then we did a little bit more and a little bit more to show her our love for her and our appreciation. The same way we should always do. Because me giving her Pixies and Dixies, that didn't make her happy. But you would have thought the lady in Fannie Mae's, because that's where we were, had just given her a diamond ring or a piece of gold. The lady gave her a free peanut cluster, and she jumped and got excited like a little child. It was beautiful. When we come before God and we tell him how much we love him, we acknowledge to him how much we care. We call him Elohim. We call him El Yon, the supreme and highest lofty God. Because see, when we called him Elohim, we said you're self-existent. You're immutable. You're Jehovah. When we come to God and we call him Adonai, the Lord, the Master, the God Almighty, when we come to God and we call him Father, Mighty God, my fortress, my help, my high tower. When we come to God and we call him Christos, we're telling Jesus, not only are you the anointed one, you're our Messiah. When we come to God and we say, you're our Father, we've already said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name. Your name is to be revered. When we come to God, and we call him our ambassador, our Lord Host, our everlasting Father, our eternal Father. When we come before God and we tell him he's exceeding and great, that he's faithful. When we come before God and we acknowledge that he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he's the Lamb without spot or wrinkle. When we come before God and we call him our great redeemer and our restorer and our refiner and our purifier, our Lord of hosts, our strong and mighty one, our fountain of living water. We call him our resting place. We call him our righteous God. We call him our Lord God Almighty. We call him our rewarder, our rock, our tried stone. When we come before God, telling him he's the one and only true and living God. He's our wisdom. He's our advocate. He's our all in all. He's our anchor. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the captain of our salvation. He's an all-consuming fire. My. He's our sanctifier and our healer. My. When we trust in him with all of our heart, when we come before God, letting him know that he's our everlasting. When we tell him, we thank him for his creativity that he's given us, that he's our victory, we're acknowledging who he is. When we come before one another, let's acknowledge who that person is. Let's not come to them giving them what we want to give them. Let's not come to them saying stuff that may hurt their feelings, because you just had to get it out of your mouth, out of your chest, or out of your belly. Remember this. If you said something that's been rude and salty and disrespectful to someone, before you go to them and ask them for forgiveness, I beg of you, please go to God first. Because you have sinned before God, and you owe him an apology first. And not only do you owe him an apology first, you need to worship him and adore him and tell him just how great and mighty he is. And ask him for the wisdom to properly ask that person for forgiveness. Because if you come before them asking them for forgiveness and you're saying the wrong things, it could be too much or not enough. Or you could be trying to put salt that belongs on a pavement on their food. So if you haven't heard anything else today, I pray that you've heard. What type of salt are you? And what type of salt are you using? And is it the proper season and the time for that salt? And is what you're doing too much or not enough? Minister Sheila, I turn it back over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle Elect. Beautiful words and encouragement. I really thank you, and I thank you. And I just want to say I thank God for blessing us for another morning and to let us know no matter what you are attacked with, what your temptations is, people would attack you to just attack you, just to see how far they can push you. But yes, sometimes we will react to their ugliness, to make us ugly with them. But yet we have to go to God and repent and to ask him, no matter what the devils throw at us, that to help us to control the ugliness they're trying to put into us, and for them to see that God is with us, but yet they are trying to break the beauty that the Lord has for us. I just want to say thank you and thank you. And due to I'm at work, I might have missed, I did miss some of your words of encouragement, but I thank you and God for the ones that I did hear. I just want to say the lines are open. If anyone have any statements, remarks, testimonies, or just words of encouragement, your time is now.
Good morning, Saints. This is Minister Margot. I just want to thank God for another Sunday. Thank him for his love and his mercy and his grace. I just want to encourage Minister Cecilia, that is, I'm sorry, Apostle Alex Cecilia, tell her thank you for those words and what God had dropped into my spirit at the end of your message. What he told me is that if we want to get our salt back, if we've lost our Savior, we need to worship him. We need to praise him. We need to glorify him and magnify him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. If you want your salt back,
yes.
Hallelujah. Just praise him. Just worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Thank
yeah.
you, Father. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise your name, Jesus. Praise.
Yeah.
Hold on to that, saints. Hold on to that, because no matter what, go to God. Go to God. He is our answer. He is our source. Praise God. He is our redeemer. And there's nothing impossible. Hallelujah. Because he loves us just that much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that word. I praise God and I thank you. And I ask you to pray for me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Minister Margaret, thank you for that. Minister Sheila, are you still on the line?
Thank you. Excuse me for the interruption, but yes, like I said, I'm at work and I was trying to cut off the conversation in the background so it would not disturb the service. Okay, the lines are still open. Anyone else have any comments or statements? Yes, I want to thank you, Minister Margo McCoy. I just want to thank for each and every one of you who are just listening. I just want to thank God for we are all here today to participate in the world that He has given us and to act and to thank Him for each and every day that we have, that He may improve our way of life and give us the knowledge and encouragement that we need. I just want to ask again, is there anyone else? The lines are open. Well, I want to give honor to God again. So yet I cannot thank Him enough. We cannot thank Him enough for the love and the joy that He has for us. And I just want to ask anyone else, just continue to thank God and to let Him know that we do appreciate the life and the love that He has given us, no matter what we are going through. He is real and He is understanding. And I just want to ask for each and every one of you to listen to our program each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. And on Monday nights, which is Blog Talk and Facebook, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser. And on Friday night, excuse me for stumbling, which is Blog Talk and also Facebook, with Iron Sharpened Iron, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Prophet Antoine Thomas. I ask you to listen and to remember God is the right way, the only way, and the way that you can be blessed for each and every moment that He gives you. So, yes, you need to know we are only here because the Father and the Son have given us the right to serve, and I choose to serve them, which is the best way and the only way of my life that I choose. And I just want to thank each and every one of you all for listening and to remember our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all shall be added unto you. Just remember, no matter what you're going through, family, within yourself, health, finance, no matter what it is, God has the answer. Just put it in His hands. Wait on God. He can show you more than you could ever imagine. I just want to say thank you for listening. Have a safe, blessed day. And I want to thank God and the Son for my two sisters. Out of nowhere, surprised me, as they say, like a big one. And took me out for a birthday that yet is not here. But I thank God for them blessing me with excitement day. I just was tired and sleepy for being up trying to help my daughter cook. But yet I enjoyed it. And I thank God, like I say, for family. Because my sister, they did not have to do this. But I really enjoyed it. And I thank them and thank them for blessing me through the blood life family that I am in. So I wish all that have a blessed one. Enjoy your Christmas. And remember, God gave His Son so that we might have life forever. Have a nice one. Amen and amen and thank you.